Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music.
We're sitting there one night. Matter of fact, it was right around this time of year, wasn't it, Steve? And, you know, it was a night, I think it was just like tonight. Except, it was about 15 degrees outside. It's cold. It's 3 o'clock in the morning, and we're sitting there at this table. Everybody's gone home. Rest of the band's all gone home. And we're saying, man, what are we gonna do? Here it is. We already did that. So, here it is. It says Christmas time. I ain't got no money to buy no presents. You ain't got no money to buy no presents. How you gonna buy me presents? So we made a deal. I wouldn't buy him nothing if he didn't buy me nothing. So we're feeling really down. You know, we're going some Christmas. Did you ever hear people say that? Right. So, we start to walk home down along the boardwalk. Now, it's snowing like crazy out, right? He's carrying the guitars, and somehow, I got stuck carrying the amps. I don't know how I was supposed to be the boss. I got stuck carrying the amps. So anyway, we're lugging down the boardwalk. I got the amp. Got the guitars. And we're going, man, I've had it with this Santa Claus stuff. That's a bunch of junk. I don't do that stuff. You know? What are we gonna do? We're gonna go home and watch the late show. It's Christmas Eve. I'm gonna get in bed by myself, pull the covers up. Everybody else is having a good. I didn't even get a Christmas tree. Did you get one? So anyway, we're feeling real down about it. Then all of a sudden, it was funny. We seen this light. Shooting around the moon, shifting in the fourth, scooting down towards the boardwalk. And all of a sudden, there he was. Steve,
you better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list. He's checking it twice. Naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Oh, it's that time of year. Welcome, welcome to Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band get us started off this week, Jeff, because this is a very special show. This is our once-a-year extravaganza show. It's our anniversary, it's our birthday, and it's also our holiday show for the year. That's a classic. Recorded 1978 at Winterland in San Francisco. Of course, Santa Claus is coming to town.
Rick, I've decided that I'm going to now collect Bruce Springsteen versions of Santa Claus is Coming to Town. I don't know that he has ever done a bad one, and he always does it live around this time of year. And it's always terrific, and it's always just a little bit different. Can you imagine that, Bruce and Miami Steve there walking down the boardwalk, Miami Steve with the guitars and Springsteen with the amps?
I'm sure there's a little bit of hyperbole there, but not by much. And I wonder, we debated off the air whether this was the first time that Springsteen had done that cover.
It may have been. That would be something for me to look at and report back next year when I find yet another version of him doing this. Because, you know, we did play it last year, and you and I were talking, should we play it again? And we thought, how could we not play it again?
Well, you have a classic version that I think tends to get played on radio stations. As a matter of fact, I heard it on the way to doing the show today, the classic version, and you have it on a 45, is it true?
I have it on a 45. It's the B-side of My Hometown. My Hometown, is that? And it's absolutely, I love it. Actually, I have to admit, as cynical and as cranky as I am, I'm a sucker for Christmas songs. I could listen to Bing Crosby do White Christmas all day. Go figure.
Well,
Mr. Punk.
This week, we start off in a Christmas mood, in a holiday mood, but as we said, it's a party show, so we're going to get to birthday, anniversary music, and all sorts of jumping up and down, and you know what that means, Jeff, don't you?
That means it's time.
It's time.
Caution. Now it's time for Rick's Metal Shop.
Yeah.
Bob Rivers with the classic heavy metal. I am Santa Claus. You know, Jeff, I had never heard that. Apparently it's a classic in some cities. It gets played every holiday season, but I had never heard it before and dug it up this year and thought it was very appropriate. To those who don't know, it mixes in, of course, holiday Christmas music with also the strains of Black Sabbath from Iron Man.
I especially enjoyed the part, Rick, about beer and cookies.
Well, you know, I think it's got to be the right Italian cookie because, you know, it can't be too sweet.
No, I don't think those were delicate imported Italian cookies referred to in the song. I think that was Schlitz and probably store brand cookies with lots of sugar in it.
Well, maybe so, but you know, in my house, you could get the homemade Italian Gingilena cookies with the sesame seeds, and they would be actually those would go very well with the right beer, but probably right not the Schlitz. A nice porter, maybe.
Oh boy, now we're doing cookie and beer pairings on the show.
Well, why not?
If our listeners don't want to hear cookie and beer pairings, and they want us to play more music, send us an email, ivorytowersradio@att.net. We take requests. We take criticisms. We take praise. We even take emails from Arlo, who, by the way, is pouting this week because we didn't play any Christmas music that he likes.
Well, if the dogs are pouting, they're not going to get those special bones. Santa's not going to bring them bones if they pout.
Yeah, well, Santa don't bring them anything anyway. One more time, our email address, ivorytowersradio, all one word, towers, T-O-W-E-R-Z, ivorytowersradio@att.net.
From the vault, it's Cover Me.
Christmas.
music from our favorite Danish band on Cover Me this week, the Ravenettes, with the classic Christmas Baby Please Come Home. And Jeff, you have the background on that song, the original version.
The original version, of course, done by Darlene Love, who was one of Phil Spector's proteges. And the song appeared on Spector's classic 1963 Christmas album, which is like the be-all and end-all of Christmas albums. Everybody who was ever a Spector band is on there. The Wall of Sound is all over the place. There's about 23,000 Christmas hits on it. And it's been covered. This song's been covered a bunch of different times. I know when we were talking before, you mentioned the Pretenders version.
Pretenders do a great version, but I like this one. They call the Ravenettes noise pop, but I think very much a tribute in some ways to the Wall of Sound, the way that they've produced that particular version.
Yeah, and the interesting thing about Phil Spector, ignoring just how odd, eccentric, and Looney Tunes he is, the stuff he did 40 years ago has, once again, musicology lesson coming. The stuff he's done has morphed and changed, and people have adapted it so that you can listen to music and hear the Wall of Sound, the modern version of the Wall of Sound, the 21st century version, in songs today.
Well, it's been a while since we had a musicology lesson on the Underground Podcast. For some reason, we've tended to drift away from those in the past few months. I'm not sure why, but...
ranting. We were ranting.
Well, that's true. We were ranting, but we seem to have calmed down quite a bit, and I think we're in the holiday mood. But I think we're about to shift away, aren't we?
I think we are. I think we've had just enough holiday stuff, and now it's time for a little semi-rant.
Well, I don't know if we're ranting, but it's definitely time to jump up and down.
Hey, now it's time for Jeff's New Wave.
Age of 21, he still have one to go.
Little Fingers, Tin Soldiers on Jeff's New Wave on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. That, of course, the Irish band, often referred to as the Emerald Isles version of The Clash. That's from 1980, an album called Nobody's Heroes. And I think that's about as good an anti-war song as we've played in a while, Rick.
Nice to get an anti-war song in. We've played the Irish version of the Ramones, too, haven't we? Or am I getting things mixed up?
There's actually two Irish bands. I'm pretty sure, though. Now, I couldn't screw it up. These could be the same band, but I'm pretty sure that Stiff Little Fingers are the Irish version of The Clash, and there's another Irish punk band that was the Ramones. But maybe I'll check on that and report back next week.
Well, I know we have done that, and it's good to get in some Irish music. And as I always like to say, there's more than one Irish band. There's more than just you two on the radar of very good Irish bands, and good for us to go in that direction this week.
Do we? That's not a rant. You're right. That's not even a semi-rant. But I was bouncing up and down in my chair.
I have to report there was a dance party going on this end too.
We do have a rant coming up later in the show. I'll tease to that. But right now, I think we have more dance music, you think? Or would you classify it as something else?
Rant-free zone, time to pogo.
I'm bored of cheap and cheerful. We'll be right back.
Grammy-nominated music, Sex on Fire, nominated as one of the best, or I guess in the Grammys' case, the best rock song of 2008 from the Kings of Leon. That whole set, music that, I don't know if it's on your list of notable music or not, Jeff, but in one way, shape, or form, all that music has been mentioned as music that's notable for the past year, 2008. preceding the Kings of Leon, Kaiser Chiefs with Spanish Metal. A little bit of Morricone meets the Ramones, or maybe also meets a little bit of the Clash, too, since we were talking about both the Ramones and the Clash. Kaiser Chiefs, interestingly enough, on the Ivory Towers blog, Vincent Lee, our regular music reviewer, didn't like their new one, but I've listened to it, and I seem to like quite a bit of it. So there's some provocative music for you. And before that, No Age with Sleeper Hold. Now, normally, you know, I don't listen to the recommendations of Rolling Stone magazine, but No Age is on Rolling Stone magazine's list of, I believe, top 50 releases for 2008, and I think that that's an interesting find. And finally, we started off with The Kills, Cheap and Cheerful, and I have to tell you that The Kills are one of these bands that I'm debating right now, my top 10 list, and I'm definitely thinking that they may end up on my top 10 list for the year for 2008, because that duo, a British-American duo, is full of surprises and interesting songs.
I really like Cheap and Cheerful, if only because it's so minimalist. And although, you know, you and I are in many ways fans of power pop and big hooks, we're also fans of punk, which tries to strip things down to as bare as it can be, and that seems to me to be an interesting postmodern attempt at that.
Well, I think the whole set is our attempt at looking at maybe post-punk or post-punk sounds, but many people call The Kills lo-fi. We have been experimenting lately with lo-fi garage band sort of sounds, and that's really a group of two guitarists, and they normally I'm not much for bands that strip in the fake drum action, the drum machine, but this band makes it work. And I have to tell you, at first when I heard about them and I heard all the critical raves and things, I'm sometimes put off by too much hype, but I watched them at Lollapalooza this year and they just blew me away with their stage show. And again, I'm usually not too much on pre-recorded drum tracks for a live show, but those two just smoke on stage. And if you think the album is good, the stage show is even better.
Hey, listen, should I make a point for the young people here in the audience about one of these songs?
Please do.
Sleeper Hold. Now, I bet you many of them are wondering where that title comes from.
Well, I think I know what it is, but please educate us.
That would be one of the first pro wrestlers in the golden age of professional wrestling, which was in the 50s, as opposed to today, where actually I guess it would have been, pro wrestling was more of a 90s thing, but there was a wrestler named Vern Gagne. And Vern Gagne's, the way he subdued, and Vern Gagne was a good guy, and the way Vern Gagne subdued all the bad guys, Rick, was with his sleeper hold.
Well, we know that sometimes the police sometimes use that too, and I think I hear them calling me now, so I think it's time to get right back to the music right after this announcement.
A restless energy blows across the globe. The desire for human rights.
Yet every day, people are tortured,
imprisoned,
executed,
or disappeared.
Simply for their identity or their beliefs.
That's why Amnesty International speaks out.
To protect people's basic human rights.
To change the sounds of suffering.
To the sounds of freedom.
Call 1-800-AMNESTY.
It's your human right.
1-800-AMNESTY.
just like me, to say to you, love me dear, and I'll be true. What I'd like for you to say is that you love me here each day.
Thank you.
Collective, Shake It Up, Grammy-nominated music on Ivory Towers Radio, where it is all about the music. And Rick, I feel a rant coming on.
Rant away, my friend.
We started that set out with the much underrated and unappreciated Paul Revere and the Raiders, Just Like Me from 1966. And in the middle, Mondo Topless from 2006, Can't Dig It. And Rick, you mentioned last week we were talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Dave Clark Five being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I have taken a lot of abuse, some of it personal, some of it in four-letter words, because I don't think the Dave Clark Five belongs in the Hall of Fame. And I said, if we let the Dave Clark Five in, we need to let Paul Revere and the Raiders in. And frankly, I think Paul Revere and the Raiders, Just Like Me, is a more rockin' song than anything the Dave Clark Five ever did. And more importantly, if you listen to those three songs, Mondo Topless, a cult critical favorite from the 21st century, and Nortec Collective, which is another cult critical favorite, if I'm not mistaken, mixing Norteño with some American rock and roll sounds, you can see the progression. I don't know that you can see that progression for the Dave Clark Five.
No, and I think that, as we have said, our campaign is, why let these people in who really don't have much of a lasting influence on rock and roll? And you can make an argument that you can hear those Paul Revere and the Raider notes in those other songs that we played in that particular set, and even Mondo Topless getting into the psychedelic era. And it shows actually how Paul Revere and the Raiders were actually influential to that California psychedelic sound that would come after them.
Mark Lindsay, in fact, on that, Mark Lindsay's well known for the young people for being very cute and having his hair in a ponytail and looking very clean scrubbed. But if you listen to his vocals on that song, that's pretty raunchy. He's not exactly singing about taking his girlfriend out to the soda shop to get some ice cream. He's talking about some euphemisms, if I maybe refer to a term we've used frequently lately.
Yeah, well, definitely some euphemisms. And that, I think, also distinguishes Paul Revere and the Raiders from that other band, the Dave Clark Five, because in my mind, the Dave Clark Five always stuck in that bubblegum zone, despite what other people would say about the fact that they may not have been considered bubblegum at the time. When I came along, they were, and they were classified that way, and that's the difference, really. The Raiders have that fuzzed-up guitar, have pre-psychedelic sounds, are still influential today, and they should go in the hall if the standard is what we heard from last year's standard. I want to make one small note. You mentioned the Nortec Collective, and that's actually a Mexican band, and so there you see the U.S. influence going south of the border, although not that far south. They're from Tijuana, and that particular band is nominated for Best Latin Rock Album of the Year, that one that we get Shake It Up from. And I need to mention, because as you mentioned, there's a mix of Norteño, electronica, and U.S. rock and roll, two guys who make up the principals of that band, and then they put other members together as they see fit, and that's where they get the idea of the collective. But it's Pepe Mote and Ramon Amezcua from Tijuana, and Pepe likes to go by the name Fussable, and Ramon likes to go by the name Bostitch. And Fussable and Bostitch also have other releases out under their names, both separately and together. And so that's the origin of the Nortec Collective.
Pretty rockin' music here on the Underground Podcast, and I'll bet we have some more coming up.
We do, and I guess we've gotten in two or three musicology lessons, so now it's time to listen to this message and more music on the other side.
Greetings. I'm Michael, your musical guide to the vast Ivory Towers archive. More than 100 hours of music, all at your fingertips. All you have to do is repeat this simple online mantra, public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio. public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio. Keep repeating the mantra for your musical pleasure.
Little Trona girl. Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music.
Thank you.
Grammy-nominated music on the Underground Podcast, Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. That last one there, Elvin Bishop with the Homemade Jams Blues Band, and that's from Elvin's latest. The name of that tune, Come On In This House, of course a cover, and Elvin with The Blues Rolls On, and that's nominated under the Grammy Best Traditional Blues Album area. Preceding that, Rye Cooter with Little Trona Girl, also Grammy nominated, but in a different category under Best Folk, Best Americana Album for I Flathead, which is where you'll find Little Trona Girl, and that features the vocals of Juliet Comaguer and also some of your favorites in that band that Cooter has assembled there, Jeff. We also heard from Jim Keltner on drums and Flaco Jimenez on the accordion.
Ah, Flaco Jimenez, Rick. You know, I'm thinking maybe we should do a set sometime of rock and accordion music.
Well, that would be something.
If we've got fiddle music, I don't know why we can't have accordion music. Because, and I'm not a big fan of most accordion music, but there are quite a few people who do it in the way it should be done on the for people who listen to the Underground Podcast to appreciate it.
Well, Jeff, I don't know if you noticed or not, but in that Elvin Bishop song, since we're talking about musicians that we like so much, he's trading licks there with Ryan Perry, 17-year-old Ryan Perry of the Homemade Jams Blues Band, and I think Ryan also has the lead vocals on that. So you remarked on his guitar playing the last time, and so there you have him playing with Elvin Bishop, truly one of the giants of rock and country rock. And I guess blues, too, playing.
Elvin started out playing blues with Paul Butterfield.
Indeed, as we've mentioned on previous podcasts. And so there you have him playing with the new generation and their music being noticed because that Elvin Bishop album, lots of, as we've said before, this idea that you should do all these duets. Elvin's got duets with members of the Allman Brothers Band, with all sorts of other folks, both country rockers and straight blues musicians. So there he is with the Homemade Jams Blues Band, the youngest blues band under record contract that we know of.
And the only band with instruments made out of car parts.
Right, Ford car parts, by the way. I guess we got to give Ford a plug here because, you know, they need all the business they can get these days.
They need all the help they can get. Hey, listen, Rick, you'd mentioned earlier a music review on the Ivory Towers blog.
I did, and we put that as just sort of a toss-away, and we were maybe neglectful. Maybe we should have earlier given people where they can find the Ivory Towers blog, but you can find our ancillary blog where we have not just music reviews, but film reviews, political rants, and other sorts of commentary, even sports. And you can find it at www.ivorytowers.com. And that's Towers, all one word, Ivory Towers, all one word, with a Z, a Zeta, or a Z at the end. One more time, that address, www.ivorytowers.com.
Girl, your love is dead. I got a letter this morning. My heart is ringing red. You just say hurry, hurry. I call the girl, your love is dead. Oh, I grabbed up my suitcase, took out down the road. When I got there, she's laying on a cooling board. I grabbed up my suitcase. I said, I took her down the road. I said, but when I got there, she's laying on a cooling board. Well, I walked her right close, looked down in her face. Said, good old gal, gonna be here the judgment day. I walked her right close, I said, I looked down in her face. There's a good old girl gonna lay in a judgment day. thousand people standing round the burying ground. I didn't know I loved her. Tell the letter down. Looked like 10,000 was standing round the burying ground. You know I didn't love her until I began to let her down. Well, I fooled up, Mom. I slowly walked away. I say farewell, honey. I'll see you judgment day. Yeah. Oh, yes, I walked away. I say farewell, farewell. I'll see you judgment day. You know I didn't feel so bad till the good old sun went down. I didn't have a soul to throw my arms around. I didn't feel so bad until the good old sun went down. You know it's so hard to love someone don't love you. Ain't satisfaction, don't care what you do. Yeah, it's so hard to love someone don't love you. You don't look like any satisfaction, don't care what you do. Well, I got up this morning to break your day, just hugging the pillows she used to lay. I said, soon this morning, yes, it's a break of the day. You know I'd hug in the pillow, oh, for my good gal used to lay. I got up this morning feeling round for my shoe. You know I must have the walking blues. Soon this morning I'm feeling out for my shoe. Yeah, I know about that. I must have the walking blues. Oh, hush. Thought I heard her call my name. It wasn't so loud, so nice and plain. Yeah.
Yes, yes. You know I'm a crawling Kingston, baby, and I rose my dear. You know I'm a crawling Kingston, baby. Keep on crawling, baby, until the day I die, because I'm a trawling Kingsley Bay. In a rosebud, don't hang around my maid, wanna use some for myself. You no more crawl up to your window, baby, I'm gonna crawl up to your door. You got anything I want, baby, I'm gonna crawl up on your floor, because I'm a trawling Kingsley, baby. Yes, yeah. In a rosebud, don't hang around my maid, wanna use some for myself. Again, and when I come to town, baby, I'll be the same old snake again, because I'm a trawling Kingsley, baby. And I roll mine, don't hang around my maid, wanna use her for myself. Wanna use her for myself. Wanna use her for myself. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm going to do a little.
I'm going to get up in the morning. I believe I'll dust my broom. I'm going to get up in the morning. I believe I'll dust my broom. Up in the black man you've been loving. Get my room. I'm gonna write a letter, telephone every town I know. I'm gonna write a letter, telephone every town I know. If I can't find in West Helena, she must be in East Monroe, I know. Downtown man she me. I don't want no woman more than a downtown man she me. She's a no good Tony. They shouldn't lie on the street. I believe I've dusted my broom. getting up in the morning. I believe I'll dust my broom. But if been the black man you've been loving, your friend can't get my room. I'm gonna call up Johnny. She's my good girl over there. I'm gonna call up Johnny. She's my good girl over there. I can't find on Philippines Island. She must be in Ethiopia somewhere.
Robert Johnson, Dust My Broom on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music, a set of blues, because during the holiday season, sometimes a glass of whiskey and the blues are appropriate. We started off with another one of the giants, Sun House, Death Letter Blues, and in the middle, John Lee Hooker live from 1962 at the Sugar Hill Bistro, Crawlin' Kingsnake. Rick, there are about, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 million versions of Dust My Broom. Elmore Leonard, of course, perhaps the best known version. But I think old RJ there, he does what needs to be done.
Well, he is. He is the originator. He is the one that all listen to. And even a band like ZZ Top, I think, has done Dust My Broom.
Everybody's done Dust My Broom. And of course, shall we say, in each of those songs, there's a wee bit of euphemism going on.
Oh, well, and especially if you understand what the broom means in African American tradition, then you get the euphemism.
And Crawling Kingsnake, I think you can be as white as they come and figure that one out.
Indeed.
Hey, listen, it's now time, I think, for my favorite part, my new favorite part of the show, which doesn't replace my old favorite part of
but
the show.
Before you go there, I need to mention, for those who might question us doing the blues, or doing euphemism for that matter, and, you know, we said it was going to be a party extravaganza show, but the blues, for those who think, what do the blues have to do in a party show? You can't get more cathartic music than the blues, and so I think that's appropriate here near the end of the year. We still got our end of the year show to go, but that's my little soapbox about why the blues is appropriate.
The blues, Rick, is always appropriate.
And so now, your new favorite part of the show.
The Ivory Towers podcast is a non-commercial, non-profit program designed and used for educational purposes. Some of the material contained in this podcast is previously copyrighted, but used with permission. Other copyrighted material is reused following fair use guidelines. Any copyright holders who do not wish to have their material used should contact the programmers directly at ivorytowersradio@att.net, and it will be removed. The programmers do not support file sharing and encourage listeners to buy music from the artists featured in this podcast.
So, Jeff, this show marks 2 years of the Underground Podcast, 2 years of Ivory Towers Radio, and so my hat is off to you big time, sir. Accomplished, I think, a whole lot more than we thought when we started off on this endeavor.
And considering all the people we've offended, all the mistakes we've made, that we're still here after 2 years and people are still listening, there's two things. One of which is there's a lot of listeners out there desperate and hungry for good music. And secondly, maybe we're not quite so bad at this as I think we are.
Well, sometimes we manage to put it all together. And for all those listeners across many continents, remember just last week or 2 weeks ago, we got our new listeners from Cambodia. And so we still have our small restaurant full of listeners. They come, they go, but some are regulars, and we appreciate all of them. And so we thank you for 2 years of wonderful joy on the radio, or our version of the Underground Radio here on Ivory Towers Radio, where it is all about the music. And this week, it's all about thanking folks and marking our anniversary and having a little bit of fun along the way. Any last words, Jeff, before we take it out?
No, and let's hope that we have as much fun in 2009 as we did in 2008.
Well, I'm hoping 2009 is even better, and all the markers are there. for better times ahead. It might take us all the way till summer or next fall for us to realize all that, but better times are around the bend, and we'll be talking more about that on the next show. So thanks for joining us on Ivory Towers Radio. For composer-announcer Michael Galelli, for my wonderful co-host Jeff Siegel in Dallas, I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C., and I also want to give special thanks to our studio assistant this week, Bella. Thank you for being quiet and enjoying the show and helping out. And we started off with Springsteen this week that we played last year, too. Well, this is a tradition for us now, too. The Beatles, take us home.